This is the Don and Mike Show.
Damn it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Bill Clinton. Hope you'll help me in the election tomorrow. Hi, I love you. Bye.
It's time to make Stinky with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's such a great, Clinton tape. That one about I love your tie. Hi, I'm Bill Clinton. I love your tie. How long will it take that goddamn thing to recue? Any second?
4 years.
Okay. Here
we go. Hi, I'm Bill Clinton. Hope you'll help me in the election tomorrow. Hi, I love your tie.
Love your time. All right, we got into this yesterday.
It's in your other package.
We're going to get into it today. The Bill Clinton CD collection that's out. It's a sham. It's not the real McGill. Let's bring in Bubba. Let's see, now a lot of people don't get to hear your talented mimicry because we normally do this a bit later in the show. Mike,
Bill,
sorry
how
about
you?
That. Sorry about the door.
How's it going?
Hi, President Clinton.
It's I love your show. I think you're doing a great job, and you're not wearing a tie.
No.
How come you're not wearing a tie?
Oh, you
I understand
heard that.
You like my music, right?
Yeah. Now listen, when we had
you like that time I was in the presidential inaugural parade, and I was in the limousine in the back, and they gave me a little PA system, and I was like, how are you?
Do you know my best buddy Mike?
Yeah.
You know, he was down there that day.
Oh, what a sucker.
Yeah, that sap was out there cheering for you.
It was mighty cold, I know that. January in Washington is very, very cold.
It is.
Isn't it, Bud?
It is, that's right, Bud.
How are you, my number one fan?
Good to see you, Mr.
President. It's great to be back on the Don and Mike Show. I remember I was on quite often when I was here living here, dear. It was a wonderful time. I know now that I'm in Chappaqua, or Chappaqua, as they like to call it up there, I don't get a chance to visit our nation's capital. You know, I don't come down as often as I should. I really should because she's here. You know what I mean? We don't want to come down here and ruffle any feathers because all the old memories are here, all the old tricks, all the old haunts that I used to have. I'm very glad to be on your show, though. What's all this sham talk, though?
Now, the CD... Well, oh, dear. The CD that you're putting out, the Bill Clinton collection, has a bunch of songs that... You know, pardon me for saying this, are politically correct.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When Mike came to that inaugural, was he his usual drinky?
I think he's so-y.
Oh, man. I tell you, he's got a problem. A big problem. And I mean that sincerely. Let me tell you this.
Yeah. Are you talking about Mike?
You tell him to straighten his ass out. All right?
I will.
You make sure you pass that along. That comes from me, Bill Clinton.
All right, now the Bill Clinton collections.
Elder statesman now.
Selections from the Clinton Music Room.
I still can get jiggy with it, though.
Here are songs on your CD that's going to be put out for charity. Your
very
favorite
good.
Songs.
I like these songs.
My One and Only Love by John Coltrane.
Lovely song.
My Funny Valentine by Miles Davis.
I really think My Funny Valentine is one of the classic American anthems.
Listen, Bubba, let's stop this.
You
Let's
want me
stop
right.
the charade.
You want me to cut through it?
Did you bring your CDs, the real CDs?
My real collection.
Your real collection.
The ones that I keep in my suitcase.
Yeah.
My suitcase CDs on one side of the case, and on the other side is my little mini DVD player. And it comes with its own speakers. You know, that Bose system is fantastic. You can take it with you wherever you go. Nice. Listen, tell Mike.
Yeah.
I understand addiction. I'm addicted, too. To stink. There you go. You love that word, don't you? I tell you, don't we all?
Would
you like to see my real CD collection?
Yes.
Let me get it out of my suitcase.
Okay, would you just give me any disc?
I've got it.
Because I know that you've got it's like some sort of...
Can I say a greeting to someone here that works here?
Like a mixtape.
Yeah, sure. I would just like to say one of your best workers, and I know she does a great job, Shondell.
Oh, yeah.
Your president likes your straight hair. Keep going with it, dear. All right, let me get these.
You've noticed that Shondell's hair is straight this week.
I like that look.
Looks great.
I do. I like curly, too. Curly or straight?
I think she's got some.
That's a lovely thought. That's why I love doing your show. You talk the way Vernon and I used to talk when we get together. Here, let me hear the CDs.
Oh,
I got a big stack of.
All right,
you can play them, Don.
Now look, all
you can play them in any order you want.
All it says on here is BC number one.
Right.
Wow.
All right, so these are just...
Incidentally, I would like to wish my wife the very best of luck in her upcoming political ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
Because the harder she works and the more she's away, the more little Billy can find time to play. That's the little poem I always say.
Nice. So the story that was out in the news is that you got, like, John Coltrane and stuff. Let's hear now selections from the real Bill Clinton collection.
Yes, this is one you might know. I've got a brand new pair of roller skates.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you like this song?
I was at the State House, and there was a 21-year-old thing that used to ride back and forth on her little roller skates.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it did it for me, and I found this song, brought her into the office in the governor's mansion and played it for her, if you know what I mean.
Listen to this.
Listen to this part, my favorite part right here. Have you ever seen those girls on Venice Beach?
Now, I have no idea what these songs are. Let's go to the next cut.
Come on, hop down.
Here we go again.
Oh, this is a real good one. You'll like this.
Is this Peter the Meter Reader?
On the back porch.
This is Peter the Meter Reader. This is a little dirty.
My hair done up in pigtails.
Give her stuff. Doesn't she have a sexy voice?
Mary Wilson.
Yeah, most of the song is spoken. I love this, Peter the Meter Reader.
So these are your true songs.
Oh, yeah. Such funny double meanings. I love songs with funny double meanings.
Yeah.
Man, what a man looking down over me.
Here he is.
Tall, dark, and handsome. 6'3".
He's coming over to read her meter.
He knew there was something that he wanted to see.
Yeah, what do you want to see, Peter?
He said, hi.
My name is Peter. I'm your meter reader.
All right, let's see what's
that kills me. That's Slays the Dragon.
The Bill Clinton collection.
Yeah, fire. Yeah, this is my favorite one. And it has to do with a lady that I was dating in the mid-1980s.
Huh.
Out of wedlock. Yes. This is really...
Goldfinger.
Well, she used to wear gold perfume, and we had a good time, and I started nicknaming myself Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Smell this. She called me Goldfinger a couple of times.
You know, you are an eclectic son of a bitch.
Oh, these are great songs. This is my favorite.
Oh, the waitresses.
Yeah. I know what boys like. This is real good. You can dance to this. I'd always say, come on. Come on. Dance on the desk. Dance on my desk. And she did know what boys like. I forgot her name.
You are all over the place.
I go that way on occasion. You know, it depends. Really? Well, right. if you're in the right mood and you're with the right group of people and you want to get the girls, sometimes you have to prove that you're open-minded.
Let's hear what's next.
All right.
Well, that's right. I'm sad and blue because I can't
give me that
do
thing. Don't you like this?
Do my thing.
That's my quest for power. Give me that. Give me that thing. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that thing. I love that.
Ridiculous.
That's really how I look at power.
I'm tracking with you.
You have to go grab it.
Let me hear the next cut now. The Beach Boys.
If everybody had an ocean.
Yes. This is actually done by another man, William Hung.
And everybody be surfing.
This is the recent addition to my collection. I think that this boy has been maligned. I think that this song is strangely captivating and melodic.
Be honest.
Yeah.
All these songs, they only help you get laid. How does this song help you get laid?
People say, you feel sorry for him. And I said, yes, I do. I think he was unfairly accused to being a putz. Don't you think I'm sensitive? And then they wrap their arms around me. And if I'm lucky, later their legs around me. Yes. And it's also, you know, I still travel the world. It is my quiet effort to reach the East.
Let's hear the next cut.
William Hung, he's hung.
Let's hear the next one.
All right. Yes, this is great. You don't like George Michael? He's fantastic. And you can dance to this. I like to get a good one close. Right.
This sucks.
Oh, come on now.
Even I think this is gay.
You're not playing these songs in the spirit to which they were given to you. Incompetence.
Okay,
and incidentally, can I tell you something?
Yes.
It's my humble opinion, after all the evidence has come through, that man, George Michael, is still innocent. That's the way I think about it. I do. I think he's innocent. And he wears great ties. He truly does. Play the next one, Don. Yes. This is one of the great songs ever recorded. I tell you, this is a man.
Of course, now.
Really, I have lots of people. Thomas Jefferson. But this is my favorite, Thomas Jones.
Thomas Jones.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
That's, you know, like old school makeout stuff. I get that. I like Tom Jones.
How can you argue with a man who has ladies throw their panties up on stage at him?
Exactly.
My God, I'd throw my boxers on stage if I go to a show.
Let's see.
Never gotten
next
to play at the White House, though.
Okay. Show this.
Do you like the Wiggles?
The gay Wiggles?
These are the Wiggles.
No, you've lost.
This just amuses me. It puts me in a good mood when I'm going to do my charity work.
Show the sneaking toes.
You know, I actually played that song on the plane when I was getting ready to go over and tour the tsunami site.
Really?
And it cheered me up.
I would think so.
Younger chicks, mostly. Now, I understand you're thinking, you're looking at me like I'm going that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is another one of those.
I know.
With being, like, you're a big fan of George Michael.
I love the rhythm, I love the melody, but I will tell you, when I play this song, sometimes I'm often confused for a person with some other proclivities.
Well, now, haven't you just said that you, you're not...
The right circumstances.
You're not closed to that type of...
Your weather girl. Uh-huh.
You know, I enjoy this in the clubs, but most definitely, this is a gay anthem. There is no doubt about it.
It's raining men.
Well, I've been called the Rainmaker. Bill Clinton, your former president, is the Rainmaker.
Let's see if the next cut does anything to help.
I guess. Yes. All right.
Oh, hold on.
No, this is just gay.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
I do this in the office. Do you know the hand gestures? It's the best song in the whole wide world.
Man. We're not going to listen to YMCA.
They do this in some of the stadiums. I love putting my arms up in the air. You make the C, you make the A. Man, that's so much fun. Oh, I love these tunes. This is my real collection. You will love the next one, I guarantee. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Stones.
Oh, wow.
Bitch. Yeah, man. Now, how do you go from It's Raining Men and YMCA to Bitch?
Now, this is for Hillary. You know what goes along with this song, Don?
What?
A nice big fatty. Absolutely. I know Buzz is into weed. Am I right or wrong about that?
It's just a rumor, Mr.
Oh,
President.
Man, I tell you, that's good. And believe me, inhale.
Let's see what's next.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you like the movie The Singing Nun? Debbie Reynolds. Debbie Reynolds was the bomb. I love this. This is terrific. Oh, I like it. I don't understand the French. That was a habit I couldn't quit. Debbie Reynolds, Trey Box. Oh, well,
don't tell me you've got Rico Suave.
Rico Suave rocks. This is fantastic. Let's dance. Rico Suave. Incidentally, that was my nickname. That was my code name for the Secret Service. Where is Rico Suave? He's going to Georgetown Square for Christmas shopping. Rico Suave's in car number one. Rico Suave's going out for some chicken and ribs again.
Let's see what's next.
Load him up. Saddle up for Rico Suave. Oh, this is great.
Glenn Campbell.
May I say, he's falling on some hard times. I saw that mugshot.
Nice.
Glenn, I wish you the very best.
Nice picture. Nice Nick Nolte picture.
I really like all his collection. I like all of his fine songs. And I love the Glenn Campbell show on the television.
The Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour.
That's fantastic. You watched.
You know, I noticed that you go either from very rhythmic, sexual songs back to...
I was aware that I was not being pigeonholed. There is no way.
No.
This is an eclectic mix of music that gives me a great deal of pleasure, dear.
I'm saying that, dear, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing all types of music.
You just remember...
That was
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across.
That's a streak.
It's a super.
You don't like Ray Stevens?
There's been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I stand over above the matter.
F-U-N-Y funny.
Oh, man.
Jesus. I showed my teeth with this.
Don't look, Ethel.
Oh, my God. He's killing me.
He comes.
Boogie-dad.
There goes.
Boogie-dad.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call it
the street. Jesus Christ.
That's saying.
Oh, my stomach hurts. I still laugh at that. Oh, God. If you want to know what my funny bone is, it's right there. Ray Stevens in the street. Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
Let's see what's next. Hold on.
Rock me on the day. I always wish I could wear a powdered wig when I listen to this song. Oh, man, so much good music was made that year.
You're a weird dude.
I am not. I enjoy all classical music. I truly do.
Rock Me Amadeus.
Rock Me Amadeus, that's good. I think it blends together two generations.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know. This is J-Lo.
Don't you like it? Baby got back.
You got Jennifer, what is this, Waiting for Tonight? So this is like when you're going to make the moves, right?
Yeah, yeah, quiet. Oh, yeah. Mm. Have you seen the video? Oh, man, she is an ass at the Democratic National Committee.
She a Democrat?
She is in my mind. I just wish she'd get rid of that skinny guy. Mark Anthony. Man,
it's a great rhythm.
Honest to God, how much heroin do you think he does? Oh, I love this song.
Charlie Rich.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I wrote this for Monica.
Hey, did you happen to see?
I'm just kidding. I didn't write it for her. I played it for her, though. I played it over the phone when she was being mean to me. She didn't buy it.
No.
She wasn't having any at all.
Let's see what's that. You know, you're all over the place.
I'm Bill Clinton, and these are the songs that I love.
Yeah. I didn't know you're into Insane in the Membrane. Insane in the Brain.
This song, more than any other in my collection. Don, I think it speaks to me. Vern liked that one, too. I tell you, this is some good, good stuff.
Hello, darling.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
It's been a very long time. Let's go to Twitty City, shall we?
You're a fan of Conway Twitty.
Oh, absolutely. I have this deep in the collection. I have Redneck and Love Making Night.
How's your new life?
Yes. Wow. Nice to see you.
You are all over the place.
Hello, darling. I'd say that all the time on the telephone. Oh, Loving You by Minnie Riperton. You can't go wrong with this. Listen to the sound she makes. Don, the sound she makes with her throat.
Yeah.
Are songs of love. No doubt. Now, you're not going to play it as long as I want to go when she makes that little high-pitched sound. I actually have the hairs on my neck stand up. Wow. Fantastic. I voice stink. Gets me in a lather.
Yeah, let's see what's next.
Man, I love that. This is one of my favorites, Rob.
This is merry-go-round music.
I loved the fair when I was a boy. My mom used to take me to the fair to get away from my alcoholic father.
That's a weird one to have on your list.
Well, I actually play that in any limousine that I'm in. Oh, this is great. Hey, this is Bill Clinton giving a presidential salute to the one and only Cher.
On in the wagon, I've been traveling to show. My mama used to dance for the...
Oh, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, right?
Sorry.
Okay.
Did you know that my first experience, I mean, doing it,
yeah,
was with a gypsy?
Yeah.
A paid-for gypsy. Yes. Oh, man. Now, this is a recent song that I added to it.
My stink thing, right.
This is great. When I moved to New York, I'd always come in. They'd play this when I'd be there. Get the party started. Billy's here. Hello, dear. Would you like to dance with me?
Yeah.
I think you'd make a hell of a lot more money on this deal if you would put these songs on your CD.
Yeah. Oh, that would be bad for the image. And, of course,
them zippity-doo-dah things.
Yes.
Now, that's the kind of
thing. This is wonderful. This is one of my favorite films.
Without a song, jump right.
Some might say,
what a wonderful day.
Some might say this is politically incorrect.
Yeah.
But I like it. And you know, I feel a bond with this song. The talented Mr. James Basket singing. That's wonderful. I work in Harlem now. I truly do.
I understand that.
Thank you.
Well, everybody's heard
about the bird. The bird. That's great. Oh, man. Give me the bong. I'm getting out of Nam.
So we go to, God, we can listen to your CDs all day.
Yeah,
you are
great. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed them.
You are like a walking jukebox.
Now, you understand, if we go public with this, it will damage my image as your former president.
No problem.
All right, come on.
No problem.
I mean, God damn it. I don't want you to.
Hello,
Don,
darling.
Don, look me in the eye. Do not share that with anyone.
I will not, dear.
That will be our secret, dear.
We'll play Low Budget Jeopardy right now. I think we need two contestants.
I've never been in an ocean.
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
I love coming here. I really do.
Answer some questions, win some prizes, listen to some of Bill's CDs.
Are we going out later?
Most definitely. It's only a three-hour show tonight.
I understand there's New Club Dream downtown I'm going to check out later on.
Have you met Beth Ann?
Yes, I have. She is lovely.
Uh-huh.
She fits into the criteria. She does.
Say no more.
Absolutely. No.
Don't say anything else.
I'm very fond of her.
Okay. Sure.
I am. May I meet her?
Do you think she's got a nice blue dress?
Oh, absolutely. I could make it my own. I would like to show her the sights and sounds of the inner circle of Washington, D.C. What do you think, dear?
We'll be
right. How are you?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're so good at it.
I don't know if I'll be so good.
No,
I'm goofy tired now.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the home of Helen Lejos and her 14-karat gold corduroys. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I know. Well, Hillary, you could put a camera in my suit jacket. That's still not going to give you any peace of mind. I know. I got to go back on the show. No, I'm not. I'm here with the men. There are no women here. Goodbye.
You didn't tell her about Beth Ann.
Who, the cankle monster?
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
You know, she got Popeye arms for legs your wife does.
Yeah, there's no trust. Just no trust. I don't understand. How many times can a man say he's sorry?
Can I say something to you?
Yes, go ahead, Don.
Can I say, you're the man.
Yeah.
That I don't want to betray a confidence.
Sure.
However, let me just say that I know that during the last break, you had intercourse.
How did you know that? I stepped out of your studio. I didn't do it right under your nose.
Speaking of nose, the nose knows.
The nose always knows.
The nose always knows.
Yeah. I'll share that with you again if you'd like. It's really kind of like you can live vicariously through my index finger.
Here's what I'm wondering.
Yes.
How did you get Beth Ann to give in so easily?
I have charm and poise and the experience that comes with being the leader of the free world. Oh, I love this Chico and the Man. You're playing another one of my great songs.
Oh, this is from your CD.
This is fantastic. La da 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 da. Oh, man. Jack Albertson was okay, but Freddie Prinze before he, offed himself was fantastic. And this, of course, is Jose Feliciano. Tight, Bob.
Don't be discouraged.
How about that, Bill?
Now, these are all the songs on the Real Bill Clinton Collection.
Real Bill Collection.
What is this one?
All aboard.
Huh. Oh, I know this. That's stupid. Come on, ride the train.
Don't you feel that deep down in your loins?
Yeah. Let's just use this music for the beginning of Low Budget Jeopardy today.
All right, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is our first challenger. I can't think straight. From Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Oh, man, let's say hi to Chris Dreckman.
Hold on, where is he? Hey, Chris.
Oh,
hey, hi
Mr.
there.
Mr. President.
Hi, Chris.
And now entering the studio is challenger number two. This individual is a probation officer. Oh, watch out.
From Joe.
Bakersfield, California. Let's say hi to Rich Morrell.
Hey, Rich.
Hi, LQ. Mr. President, how are you?
And now entering the studio is a man who's digging on my jams. This is Lord Quizmaster Alex Trebek Geronimo. Don't screw with him. Here he is.
All right, let me just go to the next cut. Maybe the next cut can be like a theme for me.
Very good.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Who knows what's going to come up.
Do it. Do it. Isn't this great? This is another one. I don't know which is funnier, this or the streak.
What are the odds? The next song would be by Rick Dees.
Oh, I love Rick Dees' music. I truly do.
Disco Duck.
Disco
right?
Duck. Went to a party. That's right.
Guys, here are your categories on Lopa. I'll turn that off. On Lopa to Jeopardy.
Time to get serious right now.
Here are your categories. They are.
I'm ready.
Aviation.
Flyboys. I like that.
Best week ever.
Best week ever.
Highs and lows.
We all have them.
And the White House.
The White House.
Let's see. Chris, we'll start with you, Chris.
All right.
Why don't you select? Come on, pay attention, Chris.
I'm sorry. Let's go best week for one.
Best week ever. Here we go. After 28 years, he's still dead.
Who is Elvis?
There you go. That's right.
$1 for you, Chris. Select again. Way to go, dear.
Let's go best week for two.
He's halfway through that five-week working vacation.
Who is the President Bush?
The President Bush.
Boo!
The President Bush.
Asshat! Who hates the asshat?
We do. We
stand
do.
Up and holler.
We do. We do.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Select again, Chris.
Okay, best week for three.
Yeah, let's go best week for three.
She bowled to Chris Reeve.
Who? I don't know.
Rich, your chance to steal.
Wow.
Who is Mrs. Reeve?
No. And I haven't even gotten to her music. Her music's all over my collection.
That's awful. No, Madonna. Madonna fell off a horse.
Yeah, from Like a Virgin, all of them. I love her stuff. All right, Chris, you're next. Go select, please.
Let's go aviation for one.
Aviation. Wilbur and Orville.
Who are the Wright brothers?
You are right.
$1 for you, Chris. Go again.
Let's go aviation for two.
This chick went missing in 1937.
Who is Amelia Earhart?
Right, baby.
Go. Boy, you know, for a young man, you've done some book learning. I'm happy with you. Select again.
Let's go aviation for three.
You'll never get this one. The Boeing Dreamliner will fly in 2007.
What is...
Yeah.
Rich, your chance to steal.
What is an airplane?
Yeah, right. It's the 787.
The 787.
It's the new big... Oh, hold on. Here's another song from your CD.
Thank you. Oh, man, I could watch Mahogany over and over and over. I love the great divine Diana Ross.
You are all over the place with the music.
But it's all good.
Sometimes when we touch...
Doesn't it make you feel good? Doesn't this make you feel all tingly?
I didn't know you were a fan of Dan Hill.
You ask me if I love
my favorite
you.
Line right here, I choke on my reply.
And I choke on my reply.
That's happened to me an awful lot, and happened to women I've been with.
Let's hear what's next. Oh, Jeannie, see you, Riley.
Harper Valley PTA is an American anthem.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife.
And Jimmy C. Riley, in her day, was hot. In that kind of just-tossed way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Let's get back to the game.
Nothing better than being with somebody that's just been with somebody else. That's what I always used to say.
Hey, Rich?
Yes.
Who's in control here, B?
Right, Chris is in control.
Chris.
And select again.
Let's go highs and lows for one.
Highs and lows. It's the highest mountain.
What is Mount Everest?
Right.
$1 for you. Select again, dear.
So number two, highs and lows.
Highs and lows. This is what happens when you have too much fat in your blood.
What is osteoporosis?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we found his area of expertise, didn't we? Rich, your chance to steal.
What is high cholesterol?
Yeah, there you go. We would have accepted cholesterol, but he has high cholesterol.
You are on the board, Rich.
And
you
will you have? High cholesterol.
And you will be going to final low-budget Jeopardy. Isn't that exciting? Select again.
Okay, oh for three. Highs and lows for three. It's the lowest temperature Fahrenheit before water freezes.
What is 32 degrees?
Chris, your chance to steal.
What is zero?
Golly gee, Mr. Science. No wonder the Japanese are kicking our ass.
Be 33 degrees. That would be the answer we're looking for, 33.
Hey, Chris, you're in control. Oh, I'm sorry, Rich, you're in control.
You know what? Screw it. Let's just stop it there.
Yes.
Let's stop it there.
We're going to go on to Final Low Budget Jeopardy right now.
Frankly, I'd rather hear a few more of your songs than some of these dumb questions.
Very good.
This is push in the bush.
This is one of my favorites.
Jesus. We'll play Final Low Budget Jeopardy here now. Hey. Bill, who's got what?
Rich has $2 in the truncated version of Low Budget Jeopardy, and Chris has $7, Lord Quizmaster.
All right, guys.
Push in the bush. Say no more. No explanation necessary. Very exciting.
Here's your category, guys. The category is marriage. Hey, you like being married, Bill.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Tell me another one.
Your category is marriage, and here's the answer. 39% of grooms married.
Oh, I'm crying.
This year. Uh-huh. 39% of guys who were married this year did this for their brides. 39% of surveyed grooms in this year, recent grooms, did this for their brides. We need your answer in the form of a question, guys. And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my first ever rap record, recorded under my rap name, Sir Stink-A-Lot. Sir Stink-A-Lot captures the urban rhythms of today's inner cities with just a hint of Clinton. Sir Stink-A-Lot's debut album features such tunes as Rub on My Gray Body, My Fingers Taste Good, and the soon-to-be classic Clean Up My Love. I know you'll love this album as much as I've just done. I love busting the rhymes. Peace out. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo. Clean Up My Love.
Yeah. I got that.
You get the significance?
You do.
That's kind of a look back, a bitter look back at my past.
Let's see another one of your songs from your CD. Oh, Elvis.
This is Clambake. I love this song. I was little baby Elvis, Clambake, Clambake. I was little baby Elvis, Clambake. I was little baby Elvis. You know what the strange thing is?
What?
Never been to one. Even with my time on Martha's Vineyard.
This goes out to all the women in the world.
Yeah, I love this. All of them.
Oh, Freak Nasty. I didn't know you were into this.
I love this. Who doesn't like this? Take your tie off. Come on. Oh, man, and I tell you, the bigger the better. Shake that thing.
What's next? Oh, hey, you know what? Michael Merrill was talking about this song yesterday.
Well, he's got exquisite taste, even through his alcoholic haze.
Everyone we considered him a coward of the county.
I like Kenny. I do. He's got his own golf course, you know.
Your music is crazy.
It is.
I'm jump around. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Jump around.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. I don't need my Silver Secret Service detail. Come around.
Let's get back to the
game.
The game.
Yes.
Who do we want to talk to first?
You want to go to Rich first, Don?
Rich, here we go. Rich, my friend. Rich, 39% of guys married thus far this year say they did this for their brides.
What is bought the bride's wedding dress?
Oh, I'm negativo. Sorry. That knocks you down to zero. I'm very negativo. Sorry, dear.
Chris, if you got the answer, you are the big wiener.
What is bought the honeymoon?
Bought the honeymoon. What kind of stupid answer is that?
No, that's from Brides Magazine, and the answer, incidentally,
yes,
anal. Now the threshold.
Oh, that's
they
right.
Carry that thing where you pick her up, and boy, in your case, that'd be hard to do.
Talk to her nice.
Let's agree that Alan Line One would love this game. We're giving away no money at all today.
That's right.
Why don't you go ahead and give both those guys the iPod. Bill.
All right. Both of you have won an Apple iPod from TNT. Check out Wanted, TNT's new original series about an underground crime-fighting unit that tracks down LA's 100 most wanted criminals. Wanted. Sunday nights at 10-9 Central, only on TNT. Thank you both, boys. Thank you, dear Chris, dear Rich, for playing the game, and thanks for playing Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thank you, Mr.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, listen, before you go, let's just see what else is on.
Yeah, well, I said this to many women. Please, baby, please don't get hooked on me.
Don't get hooked on me.
And you know what, Don?
What?
They all did.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes.
Okay. All right, I
love him.
Let's see. Just one more. Maybe the next will be the key to your soul. Winchester Cathedral.
Now, this is not the key to my soul. But I'd sure like to walk through the Rose Garden and hear it in my head. Very exciting.
What's the next one on this disc?
Oh, Devo. Whip it! Yeah, they didn't take my suggestion when this first came out. I think I was in the governor's mansion, and I asked them to add a lyric.
What was that?
Out.
Oh. Whip it out.
Whip it out.
Well, it'd be better.
Whip it out.
Well, this song is in a way religious.
Right. President Clinton has always been a...
Yeah, also slam.
It's been a pleasure. Don't forget, the Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of Quoron Incorporated.
Are we not, Debo?
And
is a production of Quoron and distributed by King World. Thanks so much. Lottie da 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 da.
You and your music.
I love it. Carousel music.
What a collection.
What the hell is that?
That's eclectic.
Jesus.
Oh. That's eclectic.
It's a little strange.
If you ask me.
We didn't even get to everything.
Almost.
Yeah, almost, but we didn't get to everything, for goodness sakes. Did we do, we didn't even do Mike's.
10 CD set,
we didn't
even
do Mike's favorite. We didn't get OEO.
Oh, the Humpty Dance.
Yeah, we never got to that one.
I'm so glad you played it anyway. My name is Humpty.
And of course, Mike.
Yes, and is this this is the Richard Harris version.
Yes, the 7.5-minute version. Someone left the cake out in the rain. The guy looks like Harry Potter. One of the Harry Potter guys, this guy, Richard Harris.
Yeah,
he looks like
one of the was. He was. He was Dumbledore.
All right.
Green was never waiting for us, girl.
And he had that before Donna Summer had it.
That's true. Longer.
He had a lot of things before Donna Summer.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
That's his, is that his jingle collection?
Just an extra song. Okay, that's it. Thank you. We'll be back with, I believe, Huey Lewis.
Oh, boy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.